Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 460, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode duh. There's no I in team.
It aired February 15th, 2003, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Ann Knapp is also an old name that's back. I think she was Ann Austin before, because I saw Ann Austin in the credits as one of the executive producers. So,
well, I have lived in Ann Austin. You currently live in Ann Austin.
I live in Ann Austin, yeah.
After this podcast, maybe I'll take Ann Knapp. Ayo! I won't. Right. I have to go to work.
Well, 460 episodes was a good run. So, if you're new here,
Before you do your thing, I just apologize to every Power Rangers writer because we make a joke about your name?
Episode. You're right. We should. Every writer and director, we're sorry that we give you nicknames and make goofs about it, but it's hard to. I don't know if you've ever tried to start a podcast before, but the beginnings are tricky if you don't have a thing you can do every time. And our thing that we do every time is make a goof about who wrote and directed it. And sometimes you get a cool nickname, like the Keat.
Yeah.
He probably loves it if he heard the show.
I'm sure he's a regular listener. Yep. Every time we call him the Keat, he goes, yes.
That's me. That's me, the Keat. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Keeter, for writing Power Ranger episodes, if you're listening. Thank you, all of you, for writing Power Ranger episodes, if you're listening. Except Shooky Levy, you know what you did. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and it's the very beginning of Ninja Storm. So if you're gonna do it, now's the time. You gotta. Last episode was extremely 2003, and I don't know if everyone else has as much nostalgia as I apparently do for that time, but boy howdy, did I love it. So if you're into Tony Hawk and Sobe Lifewater, you should check this show out. If you're like having a good skateboard down to Whitney Junction before you play Yu-Gi-Oh!
Can you imagine if podcasts were a thing in 2003?
No.
And, I mean, that's 4 years before you and I, like, met and became friends.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years.
I think it was 2008 was when I started at Walmart, so.
Yeah. We became friends because we both watched TNA in 2007.
Right? Yeah.
But if we had met in 2003, would we have started a Sobe Lifewater review podcast?
There'd only be about 14 episodes before we had to switch over to Snapple Elements, but
every week we try a new Sobe Lifewater and talk about it.
Look, if I can get my hands on a Sobe Lifewater, then I know what our bonus episode for June is going to be.
Whatever happened to Sobe Lifewater anyway?
I don't know. People stopped skateboarding, didn't need it anymore.
Nobody needed that lizard fuel for their BMX.
Yeah, you don't need Sobe oolong tea if you're not shredding the gnar anymore on a regular basis.
And nobody ever needed Liz Blizz.
Not once. No, only criminals and cops needed
and Sean White, because that was the snowboarding one.
Well, yeah, that's where he got his powers from. They're ill-gotten gains, Josh. Anyway, we should go watch the No I in Team before Sean White comes for us, too. We already got Ann Knapp on our ass.
Before Sean White sends his dad Carrot Top about to kick our ass.
That guy's jacked. Have you seen him?
Yeah, no, I'm scared of Carrot Top, man.
It's scary. It's spooky. Because he's still Carrot Top in the face, but then he's like ripped underneath it. Anyway, we're going to go watch. There's no I in team.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form.
And we're back, and we just watched There's No I in Team, and let me tell you, there's not, but there is a me if you rearrange some letters.
Yeah, if you do a cryptogram, you can get me at.
Me at.
Meat. There's a meat in team.
There is a meat in team. Which meat do you think is in team? This one? I think ham.
This one's a little hammy.
I think ham is the meat in this team. HeyJackandJosh.com, that's our website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Lost Galaxy. You can also go onto our classic feeds to listen to old episodes. Those are up through Turbo currently. at some point in the future, in space, will make its way onto there when retail stops being Benunus.
Yeah. Now they're talking like we're just going to be 2 to 11 now instead of 4 to 1. So I'm just never going to have an afternoon off again.
Nope. Rip the afternoons. Pour one out for for a nice afternoon nap. Like, hopefully the 6 days a week at least stops next week.
It should just be this weekend next week. I asked my supervisor, and he said he's pretty sure that that's it.
Okay.
And the 2 weeks out schedule that did say 4 to 1, they did change to 2 to 11, and they did not add Wednesday. So okay. That should be, unless they tell me to come in that Wednesday, I'm not.
Anyway, this is all to say, you can go listen to our old episodes in those places. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Manzana Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podknife. We're on PodBaby and PodBay and Podographic Portals, where sometimes you think you're listening to a radio, but then a podcast slips out.
Whoa.
The weirdest part of this episode was the holographic portals that made a boat a dolphin and a regular airplane a hawk, right?
Yeah.
And then a roller coaster into
a
lion.
And then a roller coaster into a lion.
Well, boy, I mean,
they walked right past what a good land transportation could be.
Well, look, nothing else moves on land like quite like a roller coaster, Josh, and you know that.
You're right.
If you don't leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would help us out a bunch. We are also, speaking of helping us out a bunch, we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show, get early episodes, bonus episodes, a whole bunch of fun stuff there. We really appreciate it because it helps us pay our rent and stuff, and we like that about you. So
yeah,
this is a Friday episode, which is normally when we would like we gotta read all our patrons. We gotta go through that 15-minute thing. We're probably gonna do that not next week, but the week after, because currently we are on a timetable on Wednesdays. So we're gonna do that in a little bit. We're gonna thank all our patrons there. Anyone who is a patron, thank you very much. Though we really appreciate it. We are going to do an email. I think we got an email. Yeah, we got an email from Thomas. Says, hi, I'm a new listener, and I've been enjoying listening to certain episodes, and I'm enjoying the podcasts. Can't wait for you to get to Jungle Fury and Dino Charge to crap on Super Mega Force and to crap on Super Mega Force. Yeah, I'm actually not excited about how bad Mega Force is going to be. I was thinking about it the other day, and I watched the whole first part of Mega Force. And I don't remember anything because it was nothing.
Yeah, I watched, half of it before you kept trying to get me to keep watching, and I just kept going, no, no, no.
Yeah, and I should have saw the light like you did and stopped.
I remember Robo Knight because he's the star of the show.
I think that lessened up after the second half, but also I don't remember, so maybe it didn't. You know those those rice cakes that are like styrofoam that you can eat that have no flavor or substance?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Megaforce is.
Yeah. It's not even like the brown sugar one, because that at least tastes like a little something.
Yeah, no. It's just like it's a plain one that just looks and tastes like styrofoam. So you can put in your mouth and eat.
Love to eat a styrofoam cup.
Love it. It's my favorite. And Tom says, I've got an idea. Instead of watching and reviewing Super Megaforce, just watch and review Gokaiger. No, if we watch Lost Galaxy and the first half of Turbo, I think we can get through anything. Also, we wouldn't have any context for all the stuff going on in Gokaiger, and I feel like it would still be cool, but you lose a lot not having the knowledge of 40 years of Sentai at that point. Also, are you planning on diving into the Sentai at any point?
Nope.
Nope. The Super Sentai Brothers handle that. You can go check them out. They're good friends of ours. They kind of handle it. The thing about Sentai is that it's just mostly good the whole time from like a lot of what I've seen, and if there isn't something at least a little bad, it's hard to make jokes about. So we probably won't be jumping into Sentai. Plus, we don't have time. We're too busy talking about Power Rangers.
Maybe when we catch up, but still probably not.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when we catch up. We're gonna cross that bridge when we get there. Thanks for reading, sincerely, Thomas. Thank you for the email. Welcome to listening to the show. That's all I got for emails. I mean, we did get one from something called Podcorn Opportunities that want to give us sponsorships.
Podcorn?
Yeah.
I love to have a nice popcorn with when I watch a movie.
Yeah, I love it. Get a popcorn and a soda and listen to
so
movies.
Is that just a service that's like, we want to give you sponsorships, and we go on and it's like, you can pick between Casper and MeUndies.
I mean, I don't even
socks.
I didn't even look at it because it's like we want to give you sponsorship opportunities and listen.
Do you want to take 3 minutes out of your episode to talk about BarkBox?
No. I mean, we do that enough as it. Like, we plugged Sobe Life Water for 45 minutes last time.
We did that for free.
We did that for free.
So go on Amazon and buy a bottle of Sobe Life Water for, like, probably $65.
Yeah, and tell them Jake and Josh sent you.
It's way expired. 15 years past the expiration date, at least.
If I just cold email Sobe Life Water... Or just maybe it's just sure, Sobe now.
I'm pretty sure it's just lifewater@sobe.com.
If I just cold email them and say, hey, we're a Power Ranger podcast and we can't stop talking about Sobe Life Water, will you send us 4 cases of anything but Liz Blizz and we'll talk about it and we will be #spawn. Do you think they would go for that and we could get some nice Sobe Life Water out of it?
Here's the good news, though. You can buy Sobe Life Water, and you can also get sweet Sobe Life Water merchandise, like a zip-up hoodie or t-shirt.
Hot dog. I'm going to cold email Sobe Life Water, and we're going to make this happen.
This homepage is like, okay. I can't believe we're doing this again.
We should stop.
This is the most XFL thing. All right, I'm getting out of the Sobe website, or right, we're gonna have to cancel the episode.
We gotta go back. We gotta pull out. Okay, so that's enough about Sobe Life Water.
Basically, what we're saying is Ninja Storm is what if there was a TV show where the Sobe Life Waters came to life.
If the Sobe Life Water gave you power and made you strong and gave you robots and ninja weapons to fight with, you wanna jump into the episode?
Yes.
We start off with the Rangers walking through a kind of pink-purple desert. Maybe it's also a big beach. It might be just a long beach.
I think it was a desert. I definitely got, like, we're hot and have been doing this for too long. Like, desert exhaustion.
Yeah, it looked deserty. The problem is that the ground looked wet like beach, so I don't know. Going back to check. But
maybe they filmed on a beach with the ocean behind them.
Right, yes, they filmed away from it.
Look at this desert.
Yes, and they have... masks over their faces so they could do ADR so you didn't hear the ocean right behind them. So they are handcuffed together, and Shane is like kind of dragging the other two along, and Tori's like, hey, stop it. Let me
Tori is over it.
She's extremely over it.
She's like, Shane, stop pulling my wrist.
Yeah.
Like, my hand is attached to there. Stop it.
She's like, my wrist is totally tweaked. Cut it out. They're like, we're looking for a scroll. And I think it's Dustin's like, well, where do we find a scroll? And Shane's like, if there's just any scroll around here, that's probably the one we're looking for.
Dustin's like, we don't even know what the scroll looks like.
It's a piece of paper, probably. Rolls up.
Was it Shane or Tori that was like, any scroll is probably it?
I think it was Shane, yeah.
And then Dustin's like, oh, that's good news, because there's a scroll right there.
Yeah, there's just a scroll floating that has a big number 3 on it. And they read it, and it says, stronger as one than three, or something like that. Something along those lines. So then Shane just starts running towards it and dragging them, not realizing that, like, it's easier to walk if everyone go at same pace and not just let me try to pull two humans behind me. So he goes to jump for it, but then the scroll disappears, and they land on the ground, and a bunch of Zackies show up, and they start fighting. And at some point, the Zackies with their, like, batons, but their knives instead of batons, comes down and frees them from each other. And then Shane's like, you take care of them. I'm going to get the scroll. Me, the Red Ranger, number one. And so he starts running for it. 1 second later, he turns around because Dustin and Tori have each been captured by about 5 Zackies each.
Yeah, because they say when the Zack attack begins, Dustin is like, Kelzacks, party of 10. So there's 10 Kelzacks to the 3 of them.
So he goes for it. He stomps and turns around. They're like, help. They get thrown into like the middle of them. They're all like, the Zackies are all in a circle. And then he's like, no, wait. and doesn't do anything. He just kind of puts his hand out, like, wait, what? Hold on. And then the Zackies go to, you know, murder them.
Murder two Power Rangers. And then we find out this was all in a holodeck.
Turns out this is VR. No, you're right. It is a holodeck because they're not wearing goggles or anything.
Right.
And it's a holodeck.
The atmosphere just, like, fades away around them.
Yeah, and they're like, well, it's a good thing that was fake, Shane, or else everyone would have died.
So then is it Shane that's like, Sensei, why can't we win this? Because I guess they've tried this, like, a lot.
Yeah, and Sensei's like, you'll try again tomorrow. When they come out, Cam's like, well, that sucked, and you suck also, yeah, and I hate you all.
Pushes up his glass, he's like, well, that was below average.
So they've been doing better up until now. Sensei's like, try again tomorrow. And so they're like, all right. So Tori and Dustin go to leave. And Shane's like, what are you doing? We're going to do it again right now. And they're like, no, we're exhausted. I'm going to go home and get some sleep or else tomorrow is going to be just as bad. Or the next time is going to be just as bad. And then Shane basically blames them for not getting the scroll.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, he's like, excuse me?
You guys will get it sometime. Like, eventually you guys will figure out what we're doing.
Yeah.
And Tori is about to throw down. The way she turns around and looks at him and is like,
yeah,
excuse me?
She's like, say that again to my face? and so they're like, all right, whatever, we're leaving. And Dustin's like, yeah, if you think you can do a better job yourself, go ahead. And Shane is like right up in their face at this point. He's like, maybe I will.
This is not the same character that we met last time.
I mean, I think it does kind of make sense because he was the one who, when they were like, you're going to be expelled if you don't come in on time, he's like, well, we should skip helping people and just go do that. So, like, maybe it's like he's the one trying to take this seriously because he does say something like, this isn't ninja school anymore. This is the real deal. Right. This is real life. So maybe that's what they're going for, but it does seem very different. And it's only episode two, so, like...
Yeah, I mean, this is Ninja Storm's high five. They have to give a character a problem to solve.
Yeah, that they can get over within the course of this first episode. So we cut up to Lothar's little octopus spaceship. I want to call it a Katamari, but that's not it. What should we call this spaceship?
A calamari?
Well, that's just octopus treats. This is fried up octopus treats. Squid treats?
Squid.
I don't know what
calamari is. I think calamari is squid. I don't know. It's just like a squid ship.
So we're on the squid ship, and Mara and Capri have I'm going to call it a cell phone. It's a Palm Pilot. They call it their personal alien manager.
Yeah, it's the Pam.
It's the Pam. It's got a mirror on the front that is also the screen. It's got, like, bug wings that fold down as the case, and it has, like, a bunch of buttons that are, some are symbols, some say, like, send. And some are just like pictures. And apparently this is to call monsters from their uncle Lothar's army to come do stuff.
So Lothar is both their uncle. They are sisters.
I believe so, yes.
I'm assuming. They seem very much like siblings.
Yes.
And I feel like there was one point, I think at the end of this episode, where I really noticed that even the actresses look very similar. Like underneath the costumes.
They do, yeah. Their hair is ridiculous, especially Mara's.
Mara, I don't know what they're doing with that.
So you know how Rita had hair that was like two big spikes that came out of her head?
Yeah, and it took until I was like definitely a grown-up to read that as hair and not just like a really weird headdress.
I think I didn't realize it was hair until we started this podcast. That's kind of what Mara's hair is like.
Mara has Rita, it's like a fusion of Rita Repulsa's hair and like
Leia.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. That weird like heart hair.
Okay, yeah. It's like if Leia's big side buns were on top like Rita's hair spikes.
Yeah. And like scaled way up.
Yeah,
it's huge. And then she has these big Grandmaster Sexei goggles on.
Yeah, well, that's to keep the headpiece on.
I hope she puts them on. Like, when she goes into, like, game mode, they come down.
That would be dope. Capri's hair is just, like, big and pink and has some stray braids in weird places just kind of coming out of wherever.
It's just a mess.
Yeah, it's just a big mess of anime hair. It's like big 2003 anime hair.
And these two evil space aliens, switches?
Aliens. Nieces. They're space nieces.
These two space nieces talk like 2003 teenagers.
She's like, oh, is that a zit? Like, Mara's like, oh, is that a, am I getting a zit? And Capri's like, your whole head's a zit.
Got it.
And so then they call up.
You burnt, Mara.
Yeah, you burnt. Never show your face around here again. They call up the first monster, which is a big magnet man. His name is Mad Magnet. How did I learn this? It says it in the Netflix description and nowhere in the episode.
She didn't say it when she called him on the telephone?
If she did, I didn't hear it.
When she paged him?
It's like, it's like a, like a, like an SMS beep, right?
I get, it's like, it's dial a monster. You put in the yeah. number and they just appear. I'm assuming they get like their beeper goes off, they check it, and it's like, I can't think of a clever number code that could be like, come fight Power Rangers.
It's 335, which means they're Power Rangers here.
Yeah, 335 asterisk. And then they just teleport in.
Mara starts fighting. Mara and Capri start fighting because they're talking about Magnet Man, Mad Magnet doing whatever. Lothar comes in. He's extremely mad because he hates that they're just fighting for no reason. He's like, and you wonder why I have acid reflux. I feel bad for Lothar. Like, he's a bad guy, but he seems like he's just trying to get through his day a lot of the time.
He gets right up into the camera. I think it's now. And maybe it's at the end of the episode where he gets into the, like, right up into the camera. He's not looking at us. He's looking just like a little past us, but he's right up in there. And he's like, take your nieces, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
Yeah, that's a little bit later. Yeah. But he's like, yeah, take them for the summer. It'll be great. So I guess it's the summertime.
Yeah. Right. Even in space where numbers don't exist.
Yeah. It's a California local summer. So Lothar's like, for Christmas sake, stop it. Mad Magnet, show him what you can do. Mad Magnet's power is that he can magnetize people together, and he does that to Mara and Capri, and so now they are stuck at the back. And they don't like this, as you might imagine.
And Lothar yells at them, until you can work together, you're gonna work together.
Yeah, this is a get-along shirt.
That's exactly what it is.
They just put him in a get-along
shirt.
Put him
in a big t-shirt that says best friends on it.
Yeah. So then we cut to Cam, who's working on a Megazord. He's got some schematics. He's like, I can't get the power to fit right. I need more hydraulic pressure. And then Sensei's like, not all power comes from computers, Cam. And Cam turns around and goes, what else would it come from? Because he's extremely 2003. I bet he has a zip drive.
Oh, yeah. He zips all his stuff into his drive.
For sure.
This is weird because it makes it, because it shows the Zords on the computer screen. He's just like, I can't make it fit. And so that makes it seem like he can't combine them. Like, he's trying to figure out how they go together, but he can't make it work.
Yeah, like.
But that's not ever going to come up.
No, I feel
it
like...
It does for, like, 1 second, but then Sensei's just like, shut up, Cam.
Stop it. I feel like maybe it's like a thing where he knows how they go together, but there's just not enough power to get them to go together, and he's trying to figure out, like, how to do that. Because in Power Ranger world, when you put robots together, they get infinitely stronger, right?
Right.
So, like, maybe, like... That's got to come from somewhere, and he's just not sure how to get it to work yet. But it's the only thing I can think, because otherwise, like, why didn't you build them to go together?
Right. That could be. Maybe he's like, I can put them together, but like, I can't. They go total Serpentera, just like shut off.
Yeah, they shut down. They need fly to the moon.
You need to put the batteries in it. The Power Rangers.
You're gonna need 4D batteries to get your Megazord going. So Tori and Dustin come in. Shane is not there. And they're like, where's Shane? And Tori's like, probably off being a one-man army, saving the world all by himself or whatever. And Sensei's like, you need to help him learn to be a team player. This is essentially what he says. And Tori's like, why is that my job now? Like, she just looks at him like, he should know that the three Power Rangers with super suits and magic powers are a team. And it's not just a Shane show. So then we cut to Shane sad skateboarding.
He's just like slowly rolling through a like office plaza.
Yeah, he's got all his gear on. He's got his elbow pads, his knee pads, his helmet. He just, and then like he does a grind, but then when he lands, his shoulders slump down like he's Charlie Brown, and he's just like, as he skateboards away. And then Mara and Capri teleport down, still stuck together, and they see him, and they're like, isn't that a Power Ranger? What? What?
Yeah, I don't know how they could, unless they were like, hey, one of the Rangers was red, and this guy is wearing red.
The only thing I can think is that in the last episode, they were like, there's three students unaccounted for, and then three Power Rangers showed up, and they're like, well, we have the school roster. Their yearbook.
They do have the whole school in a hole somewhere.
Hey,
that they took.
I forgot that they're all in boba. They're little bobas stuck in a squid ship.
So somehow they know that he's a Power Ranger. I'm willing to accept that because they always seem to know, unless it's like a point that they don't.
Right. I just once I would like there to be a season where the bad guys don't know exactly who the Power Rangers are
It defeats the purpose, kind of.
Yeah, because the whole thing is you got to keep your identity secret so like your friends aren't attacked.
But they already know.
I guess the only time they did this was in the Power Ranger movie, into the 2017 Power Ranger movie.
So they scan him to confirm that he is in fact a Power Ranger because
red juice.
He's got red energy.
Yeah, and so then they summon Mad Magnet again. And he starts attacking people by, you know, he's like zaps them. He's like, let's make some connections, blah, blah, blah. And then so he starts zapping people and they get stuck together. But then they also fly into a big blob, katamari blob.
Yeah, he katamaris all the people together.
Yeah.
But not in like a shape, just like a stack of them. It was just a pile of people. And then they turn into like a statue. They turn to stone.
They do turn into a big statue. Which is a weird power that I didn't know magnets had.
Maybe stone doesn't make sense. Maybe they turn into metal because that like thematically makes a little more sense.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
But he doesn't do anything with them. He just leaves them there, stuck a statue.
They're big stuck a statue now. So then we cut to Storm Chargers, and Shane is there, and he's sad waxing his skateboard. Or like spinning his wheels, like maybe he needs new bearings or something. He's just like,
so I did a quick Google. I did a Ninja Storm Google.
Okay.
And I looked at images and I got very upset.
Oh no.
Because I saw all the other Rangers that are gonna be in the season and with all their helmets off.
Uh-huh.
And this is a spoiler a little bit.
Okay.
But Tori is the only girl.
Yeah.
And I was mad because I was like, in the first episode, I could have sworn Kelly was going to be a Power Ranger.
I was hoping to, but because
they brought a lot of attention to her and like Cam. And I was like, well, these are going to be the two other Rangers that come up.
Yeah, but no.
But no, it turns out Storm Chargers is the juice bar and Kelly is the Ernie. And so I'm not as mad now.
I did realize that she is the Ernie because Shane's like, she's like, hey, Shane. You talk about anything? You okay, buddy? You okay, guy? And so he's like, you're a good boss, right? And she's like, well, no one's ever quit on me, so I think so. And he's like, how do you do boss? Don't you just want to do things yourself because you can't trust anybody to do anything right? And she's like, no, that's the opposite of what you should do because I trust the people that I work with to do their jobs.
Yeah, and then
especially
she, like,
friends.
Yeah, she like looks at him for a minute, and she's like, "Especially my friends." She's like, "I know what you're asking me, and also I earned my way into. I know who you are."
Yeah, you're super duper the Power Rangers, and I think I figured out immediately. And then a person, like two people stuck together, fly by the window, and Kelly's like, "What is that?" And she's like, "I'll go check it out. You stay here." He does like a very Batman voice. And he runs out and he sees Mad Magnet there sticking people together to make a second statue because there's already one and now he's making another one. So there's just going to be piles of people all around the city if they don't stop Mad Magnet. And Mad Magnet's like, hey, there's not a second person here, so I can't stick you to anybody, so why don't you tell me where the Power Rangers are? And then Mara and Capri shuffle in back to back behind him, and they're like, he's a Power Ranger, get him! And then so Shane does a karate stance, and he's like, all right, I guess you're a Power Ranger, let's fight. So they start having a magnet fight, where he's just throwing a bunch of metal junk at Shane, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Shane's doing some cool dodges, and some cool, like, fight choreography.
Yeah.
At one point, he, like, bounces off of a railing, which is super dangerous. It's like a stair, like a ledge that is above stairs.
Yeah, it's like 12 feet above stairs, yeah.
He bounces off of that and, like, jumps over some big chunk of metal, but when he lands, a hubcap slams him in the gut.
Yeah, because he, like, he kicks a, like, a trash can out of the way, and then he does that, and he lands, and then it's immediately, like, hubcap, and he's like, oh, no! He throws the hubcap back and does a backflip. We cut from there to him landing. We cut back to the Ninja Command Center, and Cam's like, I hacked the police surveillance system, the whole thing. I just hacked the police, all of them. And we're watching Shane get his ass beat by metal stuff right now. And Tori and Dustin are like, all right, well, let's go. And Tetsu's like, no. Hold up a minute.
So you're telling me that their version of the viewing globe is just they hacked into the government surveillance.
That is what Cam says.
Cam hacked into Big Brother and so he could see anything happening at any spot.
Yes.
In whatever city they're in. It still doesn't have a name.
It doesn't. In Ninja City. Yeah, they hacked. He is Big Brother now. Cam is Big Brother. Because he hacked them all.
Remember when in Dark Knight, Batman was like, I hacked everybody's cell phone and we could make a perfect map of the city. And Lucius is like, I quit.
I'm
going to
go ahead and quit. And he's like, Lucius, hold up. We got to do one thing real quick. Hold on. And then you can just type in your name and then we'll see what happens. I'm Batman. And he jumps out a window or whatever. And then at the end, Lucius is like, well, this is my name. And then all the cell phones in the city blow up, I think.
It blows up Batman, the like surveillance system. So yeah.
I mean, that's just the one at Wayne Enterprises. Batman probably still has one at home, right?
Of course he does.
Like, because it's like, it's bad technology to have, but Batman definitely is the kind of person who'd be like, I'm going to keep it. Like, I might need it again. What if I got to find Joker 2, the squeakquel?
So Cam did that and nobody is upset about it. Everyone's fine with Cam.
No. Well, I mean, it's not. I mean, there are already surveillance systems there, right? He's not like hacking people's right. cell phone cameras. That would be invasive. He's just hacking the police. They're not people. So
that's fine.
So it's just fine. More magnet fight. Things are flying. He morphs and Mad Magnet says something about like, why don't you go tell your friends or like.
Yeah, he's basically like, get your friends here so I can. Stick you.
So I can stick you all together, make you a big lump, like a lumpy statue like I like.
So Shane, who just had a heart-to-heart with Kelly about being a good boss and like leader, not even leader, but just like a team member.
Yeah, just like trusting your friends to do their jobs too.
Immediately he's like, I don't need them.
I don't need them, I'm Batman. So he gets magneted to a car. He gets a bike. He gets caught between a car and a bike.
A bike and then like a big... just like steel rigging, like a half of a Titantron.
Yes.
Slams on him. So he's pinned between a car, a bike, and then just rigging set. You know how, just like stuck to him.
You know how in WWE now, whenever there's like a backstage altercation, there's always these like freestanding metal poles that they can knock over onto you?
Yeah, you need
there's
those.
There's just these clangy metal poles like leaned against a wall.
Yeah.
That's how he's stuck to the car. It's that and a bike. And he's like, oh, no. And then he's like, Tori, Dustin, I need your help now, please.
Before this, we went back to what I'm going to call the command center.
It's a command center.
We go back there and Dustin and Tori are like, should we go help him? And the sensei's like, no.
No, I will let you know.
I'll tell you when to go. But right now he needs to get his ass kicked a little bit.
Yeah. And so now that his ass has been properly tenderized, Sensei's like, okay, now you can go. Now that he asked for help,
he doesn't
go.
Even tell them, because Shane is like, Dustin, Tori, I need you. And they both have to turn to Sensei and be like, can we go? And then he's finally like, and just like, it takes him a second still. He's like, yeah,
I guess.
You can go right now.
They teleport in They morph, and their thing they say after they morph is power of water or power of earth or whatever. So they land, and I think they just kick Magnet Man once. I don't actually remember, but they all the magnet stuff fall off of him. All the metal stuff falls off Shane.
They just do that thing where you morph and you teleport mid-kick into a fight.
They got all that stored up morph momentum, if you will. And then they're like, he's like, thanks. I'm so glad you're here. Because Dustin's like, yeah, we're a team. He's like, yeah, and I love that about us right now. And Tori's like, yeah, you're pretty good at all this ninja stuff, but don't forget, you're not alone. So then they do some Naruto hand signs and jump in to fight Mad Magnet.
All of that, like, team talk is with the masks up.
Yeah, they did put their masks up. Yeah.
Which I do like that there is a mid-battle option for them to, like, for us to see them communicate. And these helmets don't look terrible with that middle part out.
No, their faces, again, it's a little scrunched.
They're definitely squished into these big safety helmets. But
yeah. They're not meant to have the face gone so you can talk in them.
Yeah.
Because they're like Power Ranger helmets. But other than that.
And it's just, it's very obvious whenever the visor goes up or down. It's like a very obvious CG effect.
Yeah, for sure. So then they jump in. They start fighting. It's called the Sonic Fin.
Fin. It's just like Hawk Blaster.
It's like a Hawk Blaster and then Lion Hammer. And so I don't even think they do anything with them individually. They just put them right together.
They put them together and
because they see he's got like a power core or something.
Yeah, because he's walking towards them and they pull their weapons out and Shane's like, look at his big glowing weak spot.
Shoot him in the red eye like a Zelda monster.
And so they're putting their weapons together, but the whole time Tori is like commentating the weapons combining.
Yep.
And I don't remember anything specific that she says, just that it's very 2003 Extreme Teen.
Very, 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 very much so. They put them together and then Dustin says, kids, don't try this at home.
That's the opposite message that you want to send. You're telling them not to buy and use the toys.
Yeah, Dustin. Marketing hasn't gotten their hands on Dustin yet, and that's what I like about Dustin, I think, is that he's a rebel, Josh, a loner.
Yeah. So they fire the big gun this time, and do you remember what happened last time they fired the big gun?
Yeah, it blew up a guy and he's dead.
Yeah, a big, like, black hole-looking energy, like almost like a shadow ball, the Pokemon move, came out of it, hit the guy and he blew up. But this time, a big cartoon iron ball with 100 tons printed on the front of it appears above the magnet and they drop it on him.
Is it going to be different? This is going to come up in a Megazord fight. Is it going to be different every time?
Maybe.
Or are they always going to drop a big ball on someone?
I don't think so, because the first time it was just like an energy blast.
I kind of hope they go back to just energy blast.
This time it was a big ball because he's a magnet.
Maybe.
Sounds
yeah,
like a big iron ball, and
he
couldn't keep it away from him, so it crushed him, because they were opposite polarities.
You're right. He was a South Pole. What I thought was going to happen, and this would have been equally as stupid, but I thought he was going to be like, now I'm going to magnet you three together. And they'd be like, wait, there's three of you? I can't magnet three! And they would be immune from the magnets, but that didn't happen.
Or he just stuck the three of them together, and it was poetic with the beginning of the episode. And that they had stuck together, they had to fight as one unit, and they like learned their lesson. But instead, we don't get that at all.
I thought for sure after the Zord fight, it was going to fade to black. We were going to come up. It was going to be the simulation again. They'd still be tied together, but then they'd get it right because they can work as a team now. That does not happen. Instead, something really weird happens that seems like it's maybe 14 episodes too early to happen.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? Yeah. Right now we're doing it?
So we'll get there in a little bit. We cut back to before we get to all that. The Mad Magnet dead, 100 tons, which is very heavy. Fell on him, killed him, smushed him into a little cartoon like in Roger Rabbit. Then Capri pulls out the Pam, and she just I guess texts him and says, "You big?" And then he grows big.
She's like, send the giant scroll or something. And like a big scroll comes out of it and goes down there. It is like, hey, grow up.
Yeah, it shoots down from the squid ship in space and then hits him and makes him big. And then now he's huge. And he's like, whoa, I'm wicked big now. And Tori's like, this sucks. Like, this is not what I wanted to happen. So now they're in trouble. And
big trouble.
Ba-da-bop. So then we cut to Cam, who's like, they can't handle the Zords. And Sentai's like, well, it's that or die. Send them the Zords, Cam. So then, Cam, we get a very big, very long explanation of all of the Zords. And there's a couple things that are weird about it. They're in a hangar deep in the mountains somewhere. And then through a holographic portal, which is definitely not the right thing. Like, that's not what you mean.
I know.
Like, a hologram is like a fake image. It's not... That's it. Like, that's all that it is. There's nothing... A holographic portal would be like something that looks like a portal, but is actually just some light or something. So he's talking about there's like a red falcon and a yellow lion and a blue dolphin, and they're each going to power them. And he's like, Tori, I forget what he says for the other two, but he's like, Tori, use your control over water to power the dolphin. And she goes, yeah, that makes sense. And then Dustin gets his. And it's a big lion. He's like, this is enormous.
Yeah, he's like, that's so big.
That's so big. So when they come, they get teleported there through these holographic portals, by which what I think is happening in Hurricanger is that they are stationed around the city, hidden in plain sight. One's a boat. One's a plane. One's a roller coaster. You know, three things that move you places.
Why? And I get, like, I guess... the shape of the lion with its big weird circle turbine mane that it has fits a roller coaster better. But why isn't the lion just a train?
Because it's not long enough, I don't think.
Well, then it could be the truck.
It could have been a big truck. Because the lion is also the biggest one by far. The lion is like the entire Megazord.
Yeah, it's 80% of the Megazord. Yeah.
So... I think big roller coaster is the only thing that really made sense. But see, if it's just a holographic portal and they're teleporting in from their mountain base, then does that mean what happened to the boat? Where'd the plane go?
Maybe the boat is the hologram that's over the portal.
Okay. Maybe.
That is the only thing.
Hey, can I tell you what the most disappointing roller coaster in California probably is?
The one you can't ride because it's just a picture that turns into a lion?
It's the big one behind a fence that says, please don't come in here, I guess. Because the other ones can move around. The roller coaster is in one place.
Yeah.
So they get him. They start fighting. He's still a magnet. So he's like, you're big metal things now and I'm a magnet. You're going to lose. There's like a flame attack from the hawk. There's a water attack from the dolphin. And then he gets like put in the ground, but then two long magnet hands reach out and grab them. And they're like, Dustin, we need your help. So Dustin plants his big feet and then he uses a tornado blast. The big mane starts spinning.
The elements are all mixed up. Because... Shane used a fire attack with his big bird.
Right. He's the air guy. So.
I don't remember what Tori did. I know the dolphin did something cool because it like jumped up and made dolphin clicks afterwards. Yeah,
it did like a celebration dolphin dance.
I think it did like, you know how you can teach a dolphin to like jump in the air and kick a ball with its tail?
Yeah, I think it did that.
I think it did something like that. So I guess that was like kind of, maybe it was water. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then Dustin does a wind attack.
Yeah, he does a tornado, which, I mean, that's like the dirtiest wind, I guess.
Yeah, and they all have this control panel that's like eight buttons, like two rows of four, and you push a button and it doesn't attack. So presumably they all have these different elemental attacks because they pushed different buttons and the panels looked the same to me.
Yeah, I think so. So then he he tornado blasts it. There's this big vortex going right at Mad Magnet. And then he kicks up his jet boosters that are in his lion's back legs. and rams into Mad Magnet so hard it blows him the hell up so that he's just a bunch of pieces except for his 2 feet that are left standing.
He knocked Mad Mags right out of his shoes.
He knocked his shoes out. A World Star Beatdown video. And he's just, it's just 2 foots on the ground and a bunch of Mad Magnet pieces everywhere. And they're like, yeah, did it. And at first I was like, did Dustin just win? Like, did they just be like, Dustin is the most powerful of you currently? But no, because then he magnets himself back together and they're like, ah, heck, I didn't.
Yeah, I think Tori's like, what's with this guy?
Yeah.
Tori speaks exclusively in 2003 sound bites.
Yep. It's pretty great.
It is great. I love it.
She sounds like a Degrassi. From the very, very few Degrassi I have seen. But yeah, so then they're like, all right, well, he's back together. What do we do? And Sensei's like, you got to send him the Zord packet. You got to down. They got to download the Zord disc. They got an AOL disc with 100 minutes on it that is Megazord minutes.
100 free Megazord minutes.
And they got to use them right now. So Cam's like, I don't think they're ready. And Sensei's like, yes, they are. Just do it. So he sends it to them. They basically get the discs, which, and this, Cam says something like, you will get more discs as your power level increases or something. So I guess that's how, like, upgrades are going to work.
Right.
So they put the disc in a thing, and then a thing drops down, and there's a handle, and they turn the handle, and that pulls the disc down, and then that all swirls into the middle. This is after they put the Megazord together, which every time the Megazord, like, moves, there's, like, a see-through animation of, like, the mechanics underneath, and, like, see-through stuff is also very 2003.
Oh,
I feel like,
yeah,
we were just getting over that, but it was, we were still like, please let us have this. We need it.
Yeah, because the Game Boy Advance would have been the current handheld, and there was definitely, like,
yeah,
at least two, if not more, clear options.
Yeah, there's the clear purple one, the Nintendo standard clear purple.
Yeah, Atomic Purple, TM Nintendo.
Yeah, and then there was, like, a regular, I think Scoot had the regular clear one.
And there was a clear ice blue one that I had.
Nice.
Called Glacier.
Glacier. It's my favorite WCW ninja.
Well, it was either him or Mortis.
Of which there were more than you thought. No, the Yeti also became a ninja. He looked like Scorpion. Like a Yeti would.
But they still called him the Yeti.
He's still the Yeti. Then there was the Young Dragons. They were kind of ninjas. Jamie Noble was one of them.
Well, not in 2003, because there was no WCW anymore.
No, rip, RIP in peace. So I'm just saying.
Before, Glacier could kick all their asses.
Oh, absolutely. That guy's spin kick was radical. He spit frost at you like Sub-Zero. Then they do the thing where they put the discs in, they get them down. All the energy swirls into the middle of the chest, and then the chest pops open like a gachapon, and out pops a big ball. And the ball bursts open, and it's a serpent spear blade.
I thought they said serpent zord, but I think they said serpent sword.
They might have said serpent sword, but it's this weird fish sword.
It comes out and, like, unrolls into this, like, weird, not a snake, like a leviathan kind of thing.
Yeah, it's Jormungandr, the world snake.
But it turns out it's just a big sword, and they kill him with it.
Yeah, they split into three, and they do, like, a triple attack. Like, there's three, like, Megazords.
Yeah.
And Mad Magnet's like, this is not fair, and then they kill him. So, sucks to suck, Mad Magnet, I guess. The people turn back into normal. They're all in a big pile and turn back into people, and they just collapse to the ground.
There's a couple shots, like, on the computer, because I think they go back to the command center after this, and you can see, like, people just, like, looking around like, what the heck?
Yeah.
They brought that Angel Grove down here.
Yeah, come on, man. We thought we were over this. We go back. Dustin is, like, stoked. He's so stoked. He's like, how stoked am I? Well, Dustin, that's the thing you got to figure out for yourself, bud. I can't tell you how stoked you are. That's a personal decision. Then they're like, yeah, I know you're stoked, Dustin. Sensei says, he's like, I know you're wicked stoked, Dustin. But you know never to escalate a battle. And Dustin's like, yeah, no, yeah, I know. I know that.
Yeah, because he's, like, super hyped or stoked, I guess, about the... that he has a Zord. He's like, we get Zords. How stoked am I?
This is radical.
Sensei's like, it's not a toy.
He's like, well, No, I know, but...
See, I know, but that's like... I think when you get the Zord is when it would, like... The switch would flip. It's like, I'm a whole Power Ranger.
Yeah, I have the... We have it now. Yeah. Like, here it is. Then we cut to the squid ship, where Lothor is mad. At some point, we do cut back to see him complain about... I don't remember when it was. It's at some point, he's just complaining about his, like, oh, take him for the summer. It'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
What could they get into? So we cut back, and he's mad, and they're still stuck together. Capri and Mara are the only ones not unstuck. And they're like, why are we still stuck? And she's like, yeah, Uncle, do you have, like, a potion or a spell? And then Mara's like, do you have, like, nail polish remover or something? And he's like, that's it. We're trying to turn the volume up on the Power Rangers. And then sparks and thunder starts happening, and the lights go out, and in teleport, like, appear in this little hallway, two new Power Rangers.
This is nuts.
This is episode two.
Lothor loses, I guess, technically two fights, and is like, screw it, I'm making my own.
That's it. It's like, green with evil time right now.
Fight Power Rangers with Power Rangers. It's the only way.
It's the only way. It's wild that they did this so quickly, right?
But I imagine, because I don't, in Hurricanger, there's the two Ranger teams that are like competing. And so I imagine it's that way pretty early on there too. And so they really kind of forced Power Rangers' hand with it.
Yeah, but I don't know, because this is all American footage. So I don't know. I guess next episode we'll see.
Yeah, but I mean, this is American footage, but a lot of the Sentai footage going forward is probably going to have both Ranger teams right. in it. And so they needed to get them in there.
Yeah. I know we're 3 weeks ahead on recording from when people are going to hear this, but let us know if they show up this early in Hurricanger 2, because I feel like that's really early.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Merrick showing up in like episode 11 was kind of early. This is too early. We barely know the Power Rangers, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
And since neither of them are Kelly, we don't know who these two are.
They could be anybody. They're just two dudes. It's just two dudes.
Just two guys.
Just two guys. So Josh, you started. Mm-hmm. So I get to pick the first best. The best is when Dustin Lionzord headbutted monster so bad he blew up except his feet.
Yeah, that explosion ruled. That was so gross.
It was wild.
It was he was just two smoking feet.
And like, then he was like raining down like confetti, like the rest of him was.
They blew this dude up into pieces and they were like high-fiving, like, yes, we got him.
Yeah, it was just his murder.
His feet were still just standing there. It was like, oh.
His feet didn't know what happened yet. That's the best. The worst is I'm going to give it to an old standby, and that is the rapid character development of Shane, who decided he was number one in the beginning and then was like, I do need friends, and then now is over it.
Yeah, I'm also going to give it to Shane just because, like, last time he was likable, but for the first two-thirds of this episode, he was not.
Yeah, and I know, like, I get to the, like, it's tempting to do, like, the Megazord story is things come together to make one thing. So, like, you got to get along to get there. So it's tempting to start off with them not being along, right?
Yeah.
But, like,
you could do it in a way that, like, during fights and stuff, Shane kind of breaks off because maybe he's just, like, a little bit better at the ninja stuff. So he needs to learn to, like, rein it in and trust his teammates more. But instead, he's like a jerk to them, and I don't like that. But I think I'm actually going to change my worst.
Okay.
To the fact that they started with three Power Rangers stuck together, not being able to work together. Which sets the Megazord up as three of them coming together as one.
Uh-huh.
But my worst is that it didn't happen with Mad Magnet first, with the three Rangers actually being stuck together and having to work together.
Yeah. I
feel like that they just, like, I don't know how you missed that.
I think so, because like I said, like, after the Zord fight, I thought, like, we went to the Rangers at the command center, and I thought we were going to go back to the desert where they were going to get it right this time and get the scroll. That didn't happen.
Yeah, we didn't even get that, because the two new Power Rangers walk out, and it's that hard fade to black and credits again.
Yeah, that was a big missed opportunity. I'm still going to give it to Shane, but I think yours is also a weird, weird missed opportunity.
Yeah.
MVP, I think I'm going to give it to Dustin.
I think I'm tempted to give it to Kelly, even though all she said was like,
oh, you know, that's actually pretty good too, though.
All she said was like, just like trust people. Like, if all three of you were picked to be Power Rangers, trust that they were picked for a reason.
Have you tried not being a dingus?
Yeah, maybe if you weren't just a little dink to them, they would like work with you. So I think I'm going to give it to Kelly. I think I talked myself into it.
Yeah, I agree. I think actually I'm also going to give it to Kelly because I like Dustin in this one. But I just like Dustin, I think, in general.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to fall on the crutch of Dustin yet.
I think looking at the future, I think Tori's going to get a lot of my MVPs, but we're gonna see where the chips land. Now we got to rank it. I don't have the notes set up yet, but we only got two episodes, so I can do that later. This one's not as good as the first one.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a hard number two.
Yeah, so solid number two. That was easy. That's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Monday. Let me see if I still have it pulled up. I should, because I didn't close the tab, because I'm going to keep it open all year. The next episode is called Beauty and the Beach.
Well, that's got to be a toy episode.
It's got to be a toy episode. I'm not going to look at it.
What's the name of the one after that?
After that is Looming Thunder. So that's got to be a Dustin episode.
I hope so, because this was a Shane episode where they made him suck. And so hopefully the next two episodes, they don't do that.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Tune in Monday. Tune in next week, Ranger fans.
Same power time, same Ranger channel.
Yep, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Ninja Storm, Ranger Form.
I forgot what it was.
No, okay. I keep wanting to say Ranger Form, Ninja Storm, but I know that's wrong in my heart and my brain.
I crossed a lot of wires. Nothing would have came out of my mouth.
All right. Ninja Storm, Ranger Form.
All right.